Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
H-E-L-L-O. J-E-L-L-O.
When's the last time you had Jell-O?
It's in my refrigerator currently.
What? Whoa. Really was not expecting that response.
I haven't eaten nary a bite, but I did buy Jell-O gelatin as a snack.
In the cups?
Mm-hmm. In the cups where you peel back the little top, yeah. And then the Jell-O's just shaking up in there.
Which flavor did you get?
It's either strawberry or cherry. It's strawberry. Yeah, because cherry's a little darker. Mm. This is a bright, scary red.
Why is it scary?
I don't know. Nothing you should eat should be that red. It's like maraschino cherry red. That's not good for you either.
Yes.
But yeah, I think I was like trying to get back into Jell-O.
You were trying to get back into Jell-O. Oh, why?
Yeah. Because I think Jell-O is a satiating snack.
Ooh, yeah. I feel like, I guess I don't know the last time I've had Jell-O, but I feel like Jell-O would just make me hungrier because it's like a little taste of something. And then I'm like, well, basically all I had was juice. Now I want more. now I need some actual food. Yeah.
Well, I've been trying to keep snacks in my house. I don't have food in my house. I live like a person who isn't staying long, but I live here.
Yeah.
I have like stale popcorn, I have fresh pretzels because I had to make this thing I saw on Instagram, which was a rice cake with peanut butter, peanuts, a melted chocolate, and pretzels. And let me tell you, tasty. But I didn't even need the chocolate. I didn't need it. The peanut butter was enough.
Wow, that's great.
It was so good. But what kind of peanut, do you like peanut butter?
I love peanut butter.
You do? This is a sore subject. Have you tried all natural peanut butter where there's nothing but peanuts?
No, I think that's the thing. I can't have peanuts.
Oh,
not that I'm allergic to them, but I took this like epigenetics test where it like analyzed, I don't know, everything. And on the list of foods I'm intolerant to, peanuts is on the list, along with gluten. I think I can have almond butter. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't have to be without completely. I could have almond butter cups or something. But I love peanut butter.
I also love peanut butter. I had a friend who was always like, I'm going to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And then I was like with them as they made it and they were using almond butter. And I was like, that's not peanut butter. And they were like,
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah. And they were like, well, all nut butters to me are just peanut butter. I just call them all peanut butter. And I was like, well, you're not being kind to the nut. Like, that's almond butter. Peanut butter is peanut butter. Sunflower butter is sunflower butter.
Call it by its name.
Yeah, call me by my name. I'm Timothy Chalamet. Call me by my name.
Oh, Jordan said Jell-O is gluten and dairy free. So I guess
get
I
on it, Sashir.
Join you in this Jell-O journey.
Come to my Jell-O journey. I mean, I bought it weeks ago and I haven't eaten it, so it might be bad. But does Jell-O go bad?
I feel like Jell-O is one of those foods that you find at the end of, like, after an apocalypse or something, and it's like, it survived everything.
I was like, maybe you still not. Have Jell-O.
I have no idea.
But well, I think the ingredients are just like heating up water and then the packet.
Yeah, and just putting it in the fridge.
I think you can eat that during an apocalypse. Oh, and Jell-O, that's what I'm going to get.
Go bad. No, Jordan just found this thing. Despite its long shelf life, Jell-O can go bad. When it does, there are usually telltale signs to clue you in. Noticeable changes in the color or texture or an obvious off odor to spoiled Jell-O. Mold is also a dead giveaway. Well, obviously. If I saw mold on it, I would have no question if this went bad or not.
Yeah, I'd be like, this isn't good anymore. I wouldn't eat it. I don't think I've ever eaten a moldy thing. Have you? Have you been tricked?
I don't think I've eaten a moldy thing. I've definitely had bad chicken and made myself throw up.
Mm.
Yeah.
I've eaten a lot of bad things.
Yeah. I had chicken that was clearly gray. I was like, well, the heat will kill all of the germs. And then I ate it, and my body was like, what's wrong with you? And I threw up immediately.
I used to buy hamburgers and then eat half and then go to sleep and then wake up and go, oh, I better finish that hamburger, and it wouldn't be in the refrigerator.
Ooh.
And then it would always make me sick.
Yeah.
Always, without a doubt. Oh,
yeah. But, you know, I had a bunch of pizza last night. Mm-hmm. And it was all gluten-free crust, and I felt great. Usually, I'll eat pizza and be like, oh, God, bleh, like, ugh, I feel bloated and, like, nasty. And I assume it's the cheese.
Mm.
It was the gluten this whole time.
Oh, no. Gluten is the culprit.
Yeah. But, honestly, thank goodness I can still have cheese. at least it's something.
That is something. That is nice. I don't ever want to find out what I can and cannot eat.
I know. You don't want to be over here. I'm having a hard time.
I don't want someone to be like, you can't have your favorite fucking thing. And then I'm like, so I just don't eat my favorite fucking thing anymore? No.
Yeah.
I'd rather wake up at 3 a.m. sick as hell, but I had a nice time getting there. And wonder. Just be like, what was it? Because if I know, then I'll be like, well, it was this. And I'm mad at myself for eating this. But like what happened last night, woke up at 3 a.m. with a terrible stomach ache.
Yeah.
And I said, sleep through it. You'll wake up better. And I did. And it went away. And I don't know what it was to this day. Don't know. Could be anything I ate yesterday.
Yeah.
But guess what? I'll never find out.
Ignorance is bliss.
It really is. Because, like, I just don't want to know. Like, you know, what if somebody tells me I can't eat what I love?
Yeah.
Chicken, pears. What if they say I can't have chicken or pears?
I also have to now be that person in a restaurant who's like, is this salmon wild caught? Because apparently a lot of salmon or like big fish have high levels of mercury in them because of the way they're farmed. And I have a lot of toxic metals in my system, so I can't afford to like add mercury to it. So I had to be like, where'd this fish come from? Which is like annoying. I don't want to do that.
It is a little annoying, but also it's fine. I remember I went to some restaurant. I don't know if you were with me. But they were like, this cow came from this farm. And I was like, what's the cow's name? And the server said, I can find that out for you. And I was like, oh, no, I was just kidding. But they took it very seriously, like where the cows were from.
Yeah.
And I felt very bad after. And I felt like the server like didn't like me after. I wonder if they talk about me now.
No, they probably genuinely thought you wanted to know the cow's name. Which I guess I would. I think if I was a server and someone asked that, I'd be like more confused because I'm like, does this make you want to eat it more if you know the name? Or like, I feel like that would make me want to eat it less if I knew I was like eating Bessie the cow. I'd be like, oh, poor Bessie.
Oh, poor Bessie. I went to the Gentle Barn once and then I was like, I think I should become a vegan because I like cuddled with an old dying cow. And I was like, I love her. She's great. She's nobody should eat her. She's really giving me a lot of love that I'm starved for. But then I went home and probably ate, you know, meat.
I don't think it's terrible to eat meat because, like, animals eat meat. Like, it's okay for animals to eat animals. That's just, like, part of the cycle of life. I think it's kind of cruel the way a lot of the animals are killed for our consumption. That sucks. They shouldn't be, like, in a cage for their whole goddamn life and in horrible conditions and getting diseases and stuff.
It's terrible. Was it you telling me about salmonella on spinach?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched this documentary Poison that I probably shouldn't have watched, but it talks about how a lot of the food in grocery stores, like, it just comes from places that people aren't checking. Like, the FDA starts their assessments of food when it's getting packaged, but not at the farm. So, like, there were salmonella outbreaks on lettuce, on spinach, on meat, obviously. But, like, and the reasons will be, it'll be like, why is there salmonella on spinach? And it's like, oh, well, because the spinach farm was next to the cow farm, and then the cow shit went into the water, which went into the irrigation system at the spinach farm. And now the spinach farm is getting water sprayed on it that has cow shit inside of it. And then they just package it up and put it in plastic bags and take it to grocery stores and people eat it and they get sick.
It's very upsetting for me and my brain to wrap my little brain around it. And then it's just like, you don't even know what you're getting in restaurants. It's not good.
It's a little worrisome, which I guess is, like, you know, is a support for the argument to grow your own food. But I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I don't have the space.
No.
For all of it. And I was a farmer for a minute and it was really hard.
Yeah. It's hard.
My farm's it got tore up. It's done. It was so difficult keeping my little tomatoes alive. But maybe I'll start going to, like, farmers markets or something.
That's what I was going to say. I think you can look up farms near us and then see, like if they can send you food. Because I think there's places that can send you food from specific farms.
Great.
Yeah.
Send me seasonal veggies and fruits.
Yeah. And I think it's also better for your, like, immune system if you eat foods that are grown in the area you live in as opposed to, like, from Florida or where, you know, like, from different places of the country or the world. I don't know why specifically, but I think I heard that somewhere.
I believe you. The wildest thing for me with fruits that I learned is I hate orange juice from a box, but I love freshly squeezed orange juice from a ball of orange.
From a ball of orange.
You know, that classic term we use to describe oranges,
yes.
A ball of orange. That's good.
Speaking of having a ball.
we have, okay, yeah, that's a good segue.
We have two friends on the show with us today, and we're so excited to have them and talk to them for our segment called Abesting Each Other.
Hell yeah, today we have Francesca Ramsey and Delon Grant.
Francesca is an actor, writer, speaker, author, creator. Most recently, she served as a writer and co-producer on the iCarly reboot for Paramount Plus and guest starred on NBC's Superstore.
Delon Grant is an actor, singer, and photographer. You've seen him in Broadway's Tony Award-winning Come From Away, and he's toured with the Broadway hit Jersey Boys.
Together, they are best friends and host this new podcast called Let Me Fix It, where they analyze our favorite pop culture moments in history to find out what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
That sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun.
All right, let's play Besting Each Other. Sashir, I think we should start with Delon.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's get into it. This segment's called Besting Everybody Around. Okay, here's the first question. Delon, how did you meet Francesca?
We went to theater school together. We're in an acting program at the University of Michigan. Well, truth be told, I didn't really like her.
Oh.
I didn't really like her.
The truth comes out.
Well, she's really smart. She's really funny. She's really quick-witted. And I'm a little, at the time, I was a little shy. And, you know, Fran was a little insecure. So she would just, like, have zingers left and right. And I was like, let me stay clear of her so I don't get made fun of and she doesn't make me feel small. But then we did a show together at the end of freshman year, beginning of sophomore year. I can't remember. And we were writing together, actually. So that's where we kind of both started getting our writing bug. We worked on this, like, performance art piece together, and we got assigned to write a little scene together. And that was, like, the beginning of our friendship. We were like, wait a minute. You live in a white place, too? Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You deal with the same stuff I do? So, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Do you remember what the piece was that you wrote together?
So we were doing this piece on, like, racial profiling, and we were three black kids, two of us were in it, and two of a friend and I were writing this piece together, and we couldn't get through the piece because we thought it was so funny. She was playing this police officer, and I was just, like, a driver she pulled over, and she was, like, asking me all these questions about other black people. She was like, why did that black man do that thing? And I was like, ma'am, I don't know. And we were cracking up, and all the white people were, well, after we ended it, people were like, you know, the Jews were slaves, too. And we were like, okay. So we thought it was hilarious. And it was the budding of, like, us feeling like we had the same kind of experiences as little black kids growing up in very white places.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. What is your favorite memory of traveling together?
The first time we traveled together, we went to Playa del Carmen in Mexico. And Ooh. We got this all-inclusive. It was, like, the first time we started making money, right? So we're like, let's go on a vacation. And we got this resort, and it was so busted. It was, you could not take a bad picture of this place. I mean, from the water to the cafeteria, everywhere was beautiful in pictures. But it was run down, dirty. We got this couple's massage. And I remember the woman giving us massage. And, like, it was, like, literally, like, she was, like, just drooling with her hand on our bodies. And family's like, you know, you can go harder. You can go harder. That was our first vacation. Drunk the whole time. I don't know why. Whatever. We do illicit drugs. I had snuck some Molly, and we did some Molly on the beach. And my friend's on Molly, she, like, talks a lot. And she was talking to everybody. And I was like, girl, I just want to dance on the beach. Can we just dance on the beach? But she was like, this is our new friend. That's our new friend. She's very social, and I'm kind of an introvert. So drugs, and a bad resort was our first vacation.
I mean, that's,
she's gonna be so mad that I said that. She's gonna be so mad that I said that.
But wait, she might say the same thing.
Yeah.
Truth.
Why do you think she's gonna be mad though?
You know, I don't know. Fran would just couch it differently. You know, Fran will have a punchline. Fran, and I'm like, no, we did drugs.
What is your favorite thing about your friend Fran?
Well, she's funny as fuck, but I also think, like, she has a way of, she's a helper. I just put this on our Instagram. She's a helper, but it's always couched in humor and like genuine authentic her personality, right? But she's always ready to give somebody something. If you're talking about something on social media, she's like, oh, have you heard of this app that does this and this and this and this? I love that about her because I don't have that. And so she's really taught me how to be more, I guess, selfless and generous and kind. But she's shady as fuck, too, which I also love because I'm cynical and jaded, and we're both shady together. But that's 7,000 things. You asked me one. I guess also, I would ask her humor. She's just so fucking funny. I find her hilarious.
I like that. I like that you could be shitty together, but also she's so helpful, and I like that you recognize that.
Yeah, I think, you know, she'd probably say the same thing about me. So, you know, it takes one to know one, right?
And just to clarify, you said shady, right? Or did you say shitty?
Oh, shady.
Oh, oopsies. No. I heard shitty.
I kind of heard shitty, but I was like, that can't be what he said.
He's no, like, she's real shitty, and I'm shitty, too.
I need to work the articulators. No, shady.
Yes, yes. We love that.
It's just like, it's humor. It's not mean. It's humor.
With a wink. Yes.
Right.
If you had to guess, what would you say Francesca's favorite thing is about you?
I think I'm a really curious person. I take a lot of classes. She makes fun of me for taking so many classes. I mean, I take a Spanish class. Anything I'm interested in, I'll take a class in. So I think she would say that she appreciates like my quest for knowledge, my curiosity, need to know things. Because she's also similar, but just in a different way. You know, she's gonna read a book. I'm gonna like go and make you teach me something, and then not read the book.
¿Tú comes pan?
Sí, mucho. ¿Y tú?
Sí.
¿Cuál es tu comida favorita?
Uh-oh.
You just fell in love with me. You just fell in love with me, didn't you? Don't
stop. No comprende.
No entiendo over here. We're on our Duolingo, but we are.
Uh-huh. I've beginner. Fallen off. It's tough. That big bird bullies me. It sends me emails being like, doesn't I guess you're not going to practice today.
Yeah.
And then it goes, so-and-so has just beat you. They just surpassed you.
I know.
Yeah, I don't even know that person.
Like, I don't know. Leave me alone.
Okay.
Why is this a race? What is something that you do that drives Fran crazy?
Oh, God. I always do things that I don't want to do. And then I call her and I complain about it. She's like, it's like just silence on the other line. I'm like, ugh, I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to do it. Silence. Now, because we've been friends for like 20 plus years. So she's like, okay, well, and she doesn't even have to say it. And I know I'm like, I know. I always do things I don't want to do. I've gotten better at it, but I always do things that I don't want to do just because you asked me to. And I want to show up and like, you asked me. So like, I feel special, but I don't want to do it because I want to lay down.
I understand that struggle. I love to lay down.
Same. I was laying down before this podcast.
Nope, I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lay down right after. I can't wait.
What is something that Francesca does that drives you crazy?
Mm-hmm. What does she do that drives me crazy? What does she do that drives me crazy? I guess Fran knows so much. Fran knows so much that sometimes, like, we cut each other off a lot. But sometimes she's done this in groups where I'm like, I'm telling a story that she knows the end of the story. And she would just say the punchline. And I'm like, yo, let me have the punchline. And I'm like, thank you very much. So she like, because she's ahead of the game. And she's done this to me a couple of times. But I guess that's the only thing that really bothers me. But then it's still funny because she probably told it better anyway.
Maybe you should like have an agreement that she can set up the story so that you say the punchline. Mm-hmm.
Well, look at you making friendships grow. Okay.
Yeah. That's what the show's like, about.
I'm going to tell a story and I want the punchline. So just set it up for me.
Right,
which would be
right,
so
right.
funny to plan a conversation before you go out together.
Right. <how awkward. laughs> But I also feel like I'm like, she would miss details because she would be like, ugh, are we really?
Yeah.
She would miss the details. Because I do get, I think that probably annoys her too. She's like, ugh, you're telling you go 17 ways to get to the punchline. You just tell the punchline, right?
That's probably why she's doing it. Because she's like,
we gotta get
we don't need all this.
Yeah.
Cut.
Yes.
She's a writer, bitch.
Okay. Do you remember the CBS long running television series Survivor?
I do, but I did not watch.
That's okay. Which one of you would do better on it?
Who would do better on it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fran's strategic. She got that strategery. She would. Fran's strategic. I would have, you know, I would have the muscle ready. I would have the strength, right? Yeah. But Fran's strategic, and I'm just too nice. I would be like, yeah, let's be friends. They're alliances, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
I would get messed up by an alliance. I'd be like, I thought we were buddies. yeah. She would do better, for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
People would like me more, though.
Which is, I think, is important because that probably means you would get kept longer on the show.
Right.
Okay, last question. What do you hope you're both doing 20 years from now?
Ooh, 20 years from now, the first thing that came to mind was I hope we're celebrating an award she gets. And that's Fran has had so many amazing things happen to her, as I'm, you know, you're friends with her, so you know some of the stuff that obviously everyone knows her career. Mm-hmm. But seeing how hard she's worked and you know, disappointments and successes, but every time something happens to her, it's like it's happening to me. It really is. She's like, I have two sisters, but she's like a third sister. I hope we're celebrating an award, because I'll have two before she does. So,
oh my goodness. You're like, it's old hat for me, but I'm really proud for her, like, for her first.
That happened for you.
So sweet. So generous.
So, you know, so generous. You
know, so nice. So loving.
Okay, cute. Well, we got your answers, and now we're going to bring Fran back, ask her the same questions, compare, and see if you guys really know each other.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'll be here.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little, like, finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free. It's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
All right. So, Shia, would you like to start us off?
Sure. Now we're back with another round of besting each other. And we have our good friend Francesca Ramsey on the show.
Hi.
We're so excited for having that. We're so excited to have her. Too excited. I can't get the words out. We just talked to Delon. Mm-hmm. Said a lot of things. Mm-hmm. We want to hear what you have to say now.
Okay. I'm so nervous, even though we know each other very well, but mm-hmm. I just can't even imagine what you're going to ask.
I mean, hard-hitting questions. So, buckle the fuck up.
Okay, this is a really tough one.
Okay.
How did you two meet?
We met in college. We really became friends sophomore year, but we did meet in freshman year, but I genuinely can't remember anything about freshman year. But we got cast together in a play sophomore year, and that's when it really, really solidified our friendship.
Which play?
It was called After a Fashion, and it was a performance art piece directed by Holly Hughes, which is like this really wild feminist performance artist, best known for dumping oatmeal on herself naked at one point. She had gotten this like massive art grant and got it taken away because she did this weird performance art thing. And Delon and I got cast in the show. We had to write the show together. Mm-hmm. And so we wrote all these scenes together called the Black Reps, where we mm-hmm. were representing all Black people and answering hard-hitting questions similar to the ones here.
Do you remember one of the things that you wrote together for Black Reps?
We wrote this really ridiculous sketch where I was a cop and I pulled Delon over and I was racially profiling him and asking him all these like ridiculous questions. I was like, a man stole my watch when I was 5. Why? And he was Black. Why did that happen? And Delon was like, I don't know. I'm late for work. It was really ridiculous. No one else seemed to like the sketch.
Really? It was like a sketch about race?
It was a room full of white people. And like, we thought it was the funniest sketch in the world. And when we were like, ta-da! And then like everyone was just silent. They were like, we don't like it. It was really funny. It really like solidified our relationship. I was like, oh, I fucks with you.
Yeah. Thank goodness. Yeah. It's nice when you can find someone you're like, oh, mm-hmm. we have similar humor here.
Yes. I know the you guys feeling can relate of, to that.
Oh, absolutely. I once bought these sunglasses that I loved and I was trying to show them to Sashir and Mateo. We were in a hotel room and I was so excited and I was like, close your eyes. And I turned around and I put them on and I turned around and they opened their eyes and they were just dead silent and neither one of them liked my sunglasses. And I was like, but I love these. Why don't you like them? They're bad. And, you know, I get it. I get presenting something to a group of people to be like, you'll love it and they hate it.
Wow. It seems like you've been holding on to this for a minute.
Yeah, you really like brought that up out of nowhere.
I was just relating to Fran and, you know.
Really dug in the depths of our past.
Mine was about race and yours were about sunglasses, but yeah.
I understand. There was discrimination against my purple sunglasses.
I mean, when we marched that summer, it wasn't for purple sunglasses.
No, it was not.
Well, all right.
I understand colorism.
Confused.
A color, yeah. Prejudice against the purple.
Yes.
What is your favorite memory from traveling with Delon?
Oh, from traveling? Oh, my God. We went to Mexico, and I think we got the resort package on Groupon, which should have been the first red flag. We were so excited. We go to this resort, and it was beautiful in photos, but it was so fucking busted. We had no air conditioning. There was, like, bugs everywhere. It was so nasty. But every photo that we took at the resort was gorgeous. Like, it was very much, like, stunting on Facebook, but the reality was, like, we hate it here. The food was really bad. It was just, oh, God, it was awful.
That can be some of the best travel moments, though, because you're, like, kind of trauma bonding at that point.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. We had such a good time, but it was really funny because truly, when you looked at it from the outside looking in, it looked like we were on this glamorous vacation. But mm-hmm. the reality was we had, like, scraped our coins together to go. And obviously, it was on Groupon for a reason because the place was struggle bus.
Damn. How long were
you there? I want to know what this place was.
Oh, God, I can't remember what it was called. We were there for like 5 days. I also remember we were like walking around. I think it was in Cabo. And we were walking around and like guys on the street kept trying to give us drugs. They were like, cocaine, cocaine. Like, everywhere we went.
Yeah.
You're like, is this because we're black?
No, just because you're American.
Maybe that's what it was. I had never been propositioned for drugs in that way before.
Yeah.
But it was pretty much everywhere we went the whole time we were there.
Yeah.
I love it. Curbside service.
They bring it to you. What is your favorite thing about DeLon?
I love his laugh. Oh my God, he has the best laugh. It's like really, really loud and booming. I feel like if there was like a, you know, those little soundboards with all the different like sounds you could do, I feel like his voice would be the stock sound for laughter because it's like, oh, oh, oh. it's really good.
Oh, I love that.
I like that too. Laughs are fun. And that's a dumb sentence, and I own it.
You are clearly a comedian. Yeah, but like, there is something really great when someone has a good laugh and then just makes you laugh more. And then you just like keep going and you like are in this loop and you can't stop. I mean, it's just like every time we text, like, I know I said something really funny if he sends me a voice note and it's just him laughing. And he's like, ah! Like, he's like, but also like, ah! Like, it's just the best feeling. I'm like, hell yeah, I did that. So that's how I've really landed a joke with him.
Mm-hmm. Laughing is fun. And I don't know why I can't articulate this any more than laugh is good. Laugh is
She's a writer. She is a cultural commentator.
Laughing is fun. No one's saying it.
No one's saying it enough. Laugh good.
All right. If you could guess, what would you say is DeLon's favorite thing about you?
I was gonna say that I'm funny. I don't know. We make each other laugh a lot, but I guess maybe outside of that, I think I give really good advice, and I always appreciate that. Like, when DeLon's going through some shit, he reaches out to me and he feels like it's a safe space to share. You know, no judgment, like a little shade just because like we love each other, but then like I can actually give him solid advice and help him with whatever he's dealing with.
Mm-hmm. That's valuable.
It is. Very important. Good to have a friend like that where you're like, oh, I can just go to you for anything. And I know that there's no judgment and you're going to give me like practical good advice.
Yeah. I mean, and we've known each other for so long that like, I feel like when I give him advice, I'm coming from a place of like, I know how you would normally approach this. And I know like what's going to help you or like what's going to get you out of your comfort zone or what, you know, your natural instinct would be, but like what's best for the situation, because we've been friends for 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever given like the same advice over and over again to the point where you're like...
yes, I definitely have. You know, one of the things that's really great about him is like DeLon's very selfless and he's always like there to like help other people and go out of his way for folks. But I often tell him he needs to get better at saying no, because he will always be like, girl, I have this thing to do. And I'm like, well, you should have said no. Yeah. He's always like, you know, volunteering for something, or he has to like ride 10 trains to get there and it's going to take up half of his day. And he's like, I really don't want to do it. And I'm always saying to him, just fucking say no. You're allowed to not do it. You don't even, you know, don't even need to make up an excuse. Like, just say you don't want to, or you don't have time, or whatever. And so I'm really proud of him. I feel like that's something he's gotten better at, but it's taken him some time.
Yeah, it's hard because you want to like make everyone feel comfortable or like,
but
whatever.
You're allowed to put yourself first. Like, that's, I mean, that's one thing I am very good at. I love saying no to things. But I also understand it. And I think also like as creative people, it can be hard when you like get an opportunity and you're like, if I say no to this, like, am I ever going to work again? Mm-hmm. Or like, that person's going to think I'm a bitch, or like, I really need the money, but I don't really want to do this thing. Like, it's so hard to just say like, this isn't the right thing for me, or I just don't want to do it. So I understand that.
Yeah. But that's good to have a friend who's like, you're allowed to say no. I give you permission.
You need, absolutely. Sometimes you just need permission for someone to like validate. Cause you often, you know the answer. You just need someone to reflect it back to you so that you feel confident enough to do it for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fully agree. What is something that you do that drives DeLon crazy?
Oh my God. I don't know. I feel like everything I do is so great. something I do that drives DeLong crazy. God, I really don't know. I'm trying to think back to, like, we got in a fight on vacation one time, and it was like the one, I feel like it was the first time we'd ever gotten into a fight. And he was like, you, at one point he was like, you always do this. Maybe he's not listening. Maybe that's what it was. Cause I don't fucking remember what the, I'm like, what was the fight about?
he said something important. I can't remember. I
feel like it was really substantive. Yeah. You know, I'm not that I don't listen, but I think, like, on the topic of, like, saying no and all that stuff, it was an instance where he, like, really needed to stand up for himself. And, like, maybe it's the idea that, like, sometimes I can be, like, a little bit of a know-it-all, if I have to be honest. So maybe, like, not necessarily always offering him space to, like, add, like, it's like the double-edged sword of, like, you should advocate for yourself more. Just kidding. Now you're doing it. Ugh, I'm not listening. Yeah. So maybe, like, bulldozing a little bit in mm-hmm. conversations.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And very self-aware. Thank goodness.
Yeah, very, you know, self-aware.
She's been going to therapy, so.
I mean, therapy good, just like laugh.
therapy good.
Good. I smell a new book. Therapy good, laugh better.
What is something that DeLong does that drives you crazy?
Oh my God. DeLong will talk about how he's going to do something for like 8 years. I remember he wanted to go to Spain, and I swear to God, it was like every day he was like, someday I'm going to Spain. By then I was like, nigga, book the trip to Spain and stop talking about it. I can't hear you talk about how you want to go to Spain so badly. Just freaking do it.
Yes.
So I would say that. And then is there anything else? No, I think that's it.
That's great.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
We don't need a long list.
No.
Which one of you would do better on the TV show Survivor?
Ooh. I don't think either of us would do very good on that show. We're kind of like bougie bitches. And neither of us are good at like physical. I mean, I think I've gotten better at physical stuff, but I don't know. Can I say both of us? I don't think either of us would do good. Do I have to pick one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna say I would do better marginally, like not by much. Yeah.
And why? Why do you think so?
I think I would do, again, marginally better because I work out more than DeLong and I have like more endurance. He's in better shape just like by just naturally being a dude. But I think that like I would be able to like do challenges and like climb over stuff and like do like word puzzles and things like that. I'm good at that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. That makes sense.
What do you hope you're both doing in 20 years?
Ooh. I hope we both are working on successful TV shows, either as writers, performers, or both. I hope we are still doing our podcast and it has all sorts of iterations like a tour and merch and maybe a TV show. And I hope that DeLong has a really hot partner and a dog because he wants a dog. He's not ready to take care of a dog, but if he had a partner, that would be good for him. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I hope we're both living in the same city. That would be wonderful. And yeah, I think that's it.
I like that.
I like it too. That's sweet. All right. We're going to bring DeLong back and see if you're actually fucking friends.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Well, this is where we find out if you're actually friends. Bop, 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 bop. We asked, where did you meet? Delon said, we went to a theater program and acting at a school in Michigan. At first, he didn't like her. Delon was shy. Fran had zingers. But then they did a show together. They wrote a piece, a performance piece together on racial profiling. She played a police officer and asked him questions about other Black people. And the white people said, Jews were slaves too. Wait, how do we do this again? Do you read Fran's part? I fucking forget.
Do you host a podcast thing together? Yeah. That's the next segment.
Listen, I forget what this segment is called.
About this podcast.
Listen, everything is really hard. Then we asked, what's your favorite memory of traveling together? Delon said,
did you read Fran's part? What are you doing? What? Why did you move to the next question? Just finish that section.
That's what I meant. I was like, do I read both parts or just Delon's part? I got really confused. Okay, listen, I've been recording for a long time. Fran said we met in college. We became friends sophomore year. We got cast in a play together. There was a performance art piece directed by Holly Hughes, who's known by dumping oatmeal on herself naked, and they had to write a show together. They were answering hard-hitting questions. They wrote a sketch where Fran was a cop, pulled him over, and racially profiled him, and nobody else seemed to like the sketch, and the room was full of white people, and they were like, ta-da, and people didn't like it. Now I remember how we do this, and then you do the next question, and then I do the next question. Woo-wee! Are we actually friends, and do I actually record this podcast?
But yes, you both got that perfectly.
Yay.
Yes.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right. Next question we asked was, what's your favorite memory of traveling together? And Delon said, we went to Playa del Carmen in Mexico. The resort was busted. The water was dirty. It was run down. We were drunk the whole time. I had snuck some Molly onto the beach.
I told you.
Oh, my God, me doing Molly on the beach and hugging strangers.
I mean, it sounds beautiful.
Oh, my God. But Delon nice. Was had to be my babysitter. He was like, Fran, stop talking to these people.
Leave them alone.
It's like, I love you. You guys are amazing.
That's what Molly will do. Yeah, he said Fran was extroverted and wanted to make a lot of friends. And then he also was like, she might not like that I brought up that we were doing drugs.
Whatever, I don't care.
And then Fran said the same thing. We went to Mexico. The resort was busted. Beautiful photos, but no AC. Bugs everywhere. We hated
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
Had a good time because it looked like it was a truly glamorous trip, but it wasn't. And then we were in Cabo, and people kept propositioning drugs to us all over the place, and she was not used to that.
Yes.
Meanwhile, we had just been doing some, but you know,
right. Yeah, you're like, not those out. Drugs. Right.
I was like,
you.
Stop profiling
these were different
me.
Ones.
Yes. Do you have any Molly?
Why do they think I want drugs? I'm currently on Molly.
Yeah, I'm on Molly. I want more Molly, not cocaine.
More hugging, less drugging.
Yes, yes.
We asked, what's your favorite thing about your friend? Delon said, she's so funny. She's a helper. She's genuine, authentic. She's taught me how to be more selfless and kind. She's also very shady, and we're shady together. I find her hilarious. It's humor with a wink. And then Francesca said, I love his laugh. He has a loud, booming laugh. His laugh would be stock if there was like a soundboard. And there's something great about someone with a great laugh. It makes you laugh too. And then I know I really hit it out of the ballpark when I text him something and a simple voice note of him laughing comes back to me.
Totally, totally.
And then we asked, what's your friend's favorite thing about you? And Delon said that I'm a curious person. I take a lot of classes. Anything that I'm interested in, I will go research it. I need to know things. And she'll just read a book. Like, that's how we're different. And then Fran said, I think that I give really good advice. I can provide a safe space and I make him laugh. And we've known each other for so long. And he knows I'm coming from a place of care. And I give advice from our experiences. And he is selfless. And I often tell him that he needs to be better at saying no. Because sometimes he'll do things that overextends himself and he just needs to take care of himself. But I do think he's getting better at it. And Fran understands that it might be hard to say no, because when you're working in the industry, you want to say yes to everything because you might not get another opportunity. But it's important to say no too.
But yeah. Then we... What?
I said, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, did I fuck it up again? Then we asked,
you're doing great.
What's something you do that drives your friend crazy? Delon said, I always do things that I don't want to do and then call her to complain about it. And she doesn't even have to say anything sometimes. But honestly, I don't want to do things. I just want to lay down, which I understand. Fran said, everything I do is great. But then she thought about it. And she said, we got into a fight on vacation. It was probably the first time they fought. So maybe it was her not listening because she can't remember what the fight was about. And then on the topic of saying no, and then the idea that sometimes Fran could be a know-it-all, maybe not offering him space and bulldozing conversations.
Wow. That was more than I even said.
I feel like we're really insightful and thoughtful when it comes to
talking
about our
friendship. Really, and also, we know ourselves too, right?
Very self-aware.
Yes.
I love
this. This is adulting.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. That's important, especially in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We asked, what's something your friend does that drives you crazy? And Delon had a moment to think about it. Was like, I don't know. And then said, she knows so much. We cut each other off a lot. Yes. Sometimes I'll be telling a story and she'll tell this punchline before I can get to it. I'm like, look, give me a chance to get to the punchline. and then, but if I let her tell the story, she'll miss 17 details because she wants to get to the punchline right away. That's the writer in her. And then Fran said he will talk about something he wants to do forever. Like he's a
That one burns, yo. So true. Damn. You better know me, man. Damn.
She said, I can't hear about you wanting to go to Spain anymore. You just go.
Oh shit. Oh my god. Yo, cut me to the core. Need the chat. That is so right.
We asked, which of you would do better on Survivor? Delon said, she's strategic, she would. I would be the muscle and the strength. I would get messed up in an alliance because I'm too friendly. But she would do better, but people would like me more.
Oh, I would get the bitch edit for real. Oh, God.
Fran said, I don't think either of us would do well. Neither of us are really physical, but I think I would do better ever so slightly, marginally better because I work out more than him. But, you know, he's in better shape just being a dude. But I can do puzzles and jump over things.
You're not wrong.
I also like breaking down that show and like puzzles and jumping over things. That's the basics of it.
Yeah. No, but I also like that DeLon knows that he's too nice for a show like that. You need to be able to backstab to be on Survivor. Yeah,
I know. See, I would be like, here, no, you can have some of my food. No, you can't have some of my food.
I'll build your tent for you. It's fine.
Absolutely.
And lastly, we asked, what do you hope you're both doing 20 years from now? DeLon said, I hope we're celebrating an award that Fran gets. Seeing how hard she's worked and all the successes she's got and the disappointments she's had. Like, whenever she wins something, it feels like I'm winning too. And she's like a sister to me. And then he was like, and it would be nice to celebrate her first win because I probably would have gotten a couple awards already.
Just shady. Just a little bit.
Hilarious.
And then Fran said, I hope we're both working on successful TV shows, whether writing or performing. I hope we're still doing our podcast and we have different iterations of it. We have tours, merch, maybe a TV show spinoff. I hope that he has a hot partner and a dog. And
wait, Fran, come on. You better be my genie for real life.
And I hope we're both living in the same city. And that's it.
Yay. That's it. You guys friends. You're very good friends.
You're good friends.
Spot on. Fucking crushed.
You crushed
this.
You really did.
We really did.
Oh my god.
Yo, I love you so much, man.
Oh my god. I was getting a little choked up when you were talking about me winning awards until you said you had one more than me.
Wait, I was getting choked up too. I was like, that was my first thought. I was like, I hope we're celebrating an award for her.
Well, and I also just want to add that the other thing I said about you having a partner and a dog is I said something shady that, you know, you needed a partner to help you take care of a dog because you couldn't do it by yourself.
This is true.
Wait a minute. That's too soon.
I love that you were I have to add this.
You're like, it's not all sincere.
Yeah. I'm shady too.
Listen, I did give that dog back.
You gave that dog away.
Oh,
you sure? I sure did. And you know what? I am not mad about it. It was right for me. It was right for that damn dog. Okay.
I'd do it again. It was the Kamala Harris gift.
At least you knew.
The DeLon just waving. Bye.
I mean, that's a good way to say no.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Growth. I was really proud of you for that, for sure. Knowing your limitations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's important.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to do this anymore. Oh my god. But we've decided that you guys can continue hosting this podcast together.
Thank you so much. We almost didn't make it.
Thank you. Well, I mean, really, this episode we almost didn't. I made bad sentences. I forgot how the fucking format works. Boy, oh boy. This was a test of us.
But you know what? Your wallpaper matches Shashir's sweatshirt. So, I mean, you're kindred no matter what.
To be fair, this is an audio format, but I love that you...
They have
you
to take our word for it.
Yeah.
Right.
You'll never know, because I'll never post a picture.
Dang. Well, your friendship is so beautiful, and I can't wait to listen to your podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. We're really excited. And we're inspired by you, too. I mean, it's so cool to see two really good friends hosting a show that know each other so well. It brings such light and levity and just depth to your show. So, you know, we're happy to be in community with the two of you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
That is nice.
Absolutely. Showing us that, like, you know, I love how much you're just yourselves. That's my favorite thing about your podcast. Y'all just showing up and just being yourselves and making all of us cackle. And Fran and I are doing the same thing, but telling each other's business in the meantime.
So. I love that. This will be the shadier version.
Yeah, truly.
Best friends, the midnight version. Okay.
Yeah. After dark.
Best friends after dark.
Yeah, there you go. After dark.
Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Yes, thank you for doing this. This is delightful.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It was so fun.
We didn't take any questions today because we were talking to people, but usually we do. And if you want your questions answered, you can email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or you can leave us a voicemail, a text message, a voice memo because that's longer than a voicemail. You can call 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends. I was holding for the lead.
No, I know. I'm kidding. We have transcripts for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.